in King Cove Gymnasium tonight, where we'll bring you a doubleheader tonight, Aleutians East Borough High School basketball, with the first game of the night being the King Cove Rookies in their first home game this season, taking on the Cockanock Warlords. And in the nightcap tonight, we'll have the King Cove T-Jacks taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. And it'll be senior night for both the Rookies and the T-Jacks. The gym is packed already. Between games, we'll have a recognition of the seniors, as well as raffles for a four-wheeler and some other things going on. Right now, we have public address announcer Annette Calver making some announcements and getting ready to introduce the starting lineups for the Cockanock Warlords, coached by Sasa Wassily, and they'll be taking on the King Cove Rookies, coached by Connie Newton. Seniors tonight for the Rookies are Courtney Wilson and Kelsey Lanham, and we're getting ready for the introductions of the Cockanock Warlords. Number two, freshman Charlene Zakara. Another freshman, number four, Clara Savage. Yet another freshman, number 15, Alicia Hobson. Another freshman, number 25, Annette Wassily. Freshman number 43, Thea Nowatak. And a junior number 5, Sherilyn Chotnock. And that rounds out the roster for the black uniform clad Cockanock Warlords, wearing black uniforms with white numbers and white letters. And now for the introduction of the King Cove Rookies. Number 35 in the white with golden black trim, Michaela McCollum. Another freshman, number 11, Candace Mack. Freshman, number 5, Shaylin Walker. Number 14, yet another freshman, Shauna Wheeler. Sophomore, number 20, Danielle Carlson. Juniors for the King Cove Rookies, wearing number 10, Bianca Kirkland. Another junior, number 23, Whitney Lanham. Number 41, Shana Jo Calver. Number 30, Honey Lou Wilson. A big junior class for these rookies. Number 33, Raven Samuelson. And the final junior for the rookie squad, wearing number 21, Raylene Kachutin. And the announcer, Annette Calver, almost forgot Raylene. She was so excited for the seniors. Here goes Raylene. Number 21, Raylene Kachutin. And now for the seniors for the King Cove Rookies. And the seniors for the King Cove Rookies, number 13, Kelsey Lanham, and number 25, Courtney Wilson. And they'll be playing their last home games here tonight and tomorrow morning during this homestand with the Cockanock Warlords. The King Cove Rookies, of course, are coached by Connie Newton, and we're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll allow you to listen into that. And we are going to have a cheer before the Pledge of Allegiance. We do have a few members of the fledgling King Cove Band here tonight to add some spark to the atmosphere. All right, and that was your Pledge of Allegiance. And the two squads will be taking the floor here in just a moment, and we'll get this one started for you. Again, I'm Rob Lannon with you live here tonight from King Cove School, where the King Cove Rookies will be taking on the Cockanock Warlords in a girls' matchup, and then we'll have in the nightcap the King Cove Thunderjacks against the Sandpoint Eagles. Tomorrow morning we'll have a doubleheader as well, 9:30. The King Cove Thunderjack JV squad will take on the Sandpoint Eagles, and then at 11 a.m. tomorrow, another meeting between these King Cove Rookies and Cockanock Warlords. So a lot of basketball action for you here in the next 16 hours or so on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. Thanks to Kells Hetherington and the folks in the studio for bringing this one to you. And thank you for joining us here tonight. Please get the word out for those that can't be in attendance to listen in for all the games. Proud sponsors of KSDP programming, Peninsula Airways, TelAlaska, Alaska Wireless, GCI, Shumigan Corporation, Wells Fargo, and Alaska Federation of Natives. Taking the floor now of the starting lineups. And for your rookies, we have Courtney Wilson, Kelsey Lanham, Danielle Carlson, Raylene Kachutin, and Shauna Jo Calver. And for the Warlords, Sherilyn Chocknock, Annette Wassily, Clara Savage, Thea Noatak, and who is the other one? Not getting the number there on the other girl, Alicia Hobson. We'll have the jump. Referee Joe Calver gets ready to launch the ball. He's joined by Grant Newton as the other official, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Warlords over to the Rookies, and this game is underway. 7:59 to play first quarter. Shauna Jo Calver inbounds right below us in front of the scorer's table. Into Raylene Kachutin, back to Shauna Jo, and the Rookies are on the offensive. Closely guarded there by Clara Savage. Shauna Jo picks up her dribble, gets it to Raylene, lobs it down for Danielle Carlson. She drives in, puts up a 10-footer. No good off the glass. The rebound is loose. Gotten there by Kelsey Lanham. She kicks it out to Raylene Kachutin. Up top to Shauna Calver. Nice move by Shauna Jo. She's defended there by Clara Savage. Raylene drives in right side around a screen by Kelsey. Shot is up. No good off the back of the rim. The rebound is taken down there by Sherilyn Chocknock. And the Warlords have the ball headed the other way. Here's a long pass for Alicia Hobson. She picks up her dribble, and now her pass is stolen by Raylene Kachutin. Good defense by the Warlords as they hustle back. She goes left side to Danielle Carlson, who misses the shot. And it's brought down by Chocknock for the Warlords, knocked away from her out of bounds by Danielle Carlson, and the ball remain in the possession of Cockanock. 7:16 to play first quarter, no score. Cockanock moving right to left on your radio dial as Savage brings the ball across half court, guarded there by Raylene Kachutin. Now loses it, but it's picked up by Alicia Hobson. Her bounce pass across to Annette Wassily. Number 25 gets it in the corner for Chocknock. Back out to Savage. Savage fakes a pass, now drives right wing. Knocked away by Danielle Carlson. Savage recovers the ball. Bounce pass to Chocknock in the corner. Back to Savage. Knocked away by Raylene Kachutin and out of bounds. Good defense there by Raylene, but she couldn't recover the loose ball. And Cockanock will maintain possession with 6:50 to go first quarter here at King Cove School. No score in this one. The ball is inbound by Chocknock to Savage. Clara has it right wing to Alicia Hobson. Alicia dribbles against Danielle Carlson, goes in the corner to Chocknock, back up top to Savage. Long three-pointer. That one's going to be off the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Danielle Carlson. Danielle's pressure there. Double teamed by two Warlord players. She's looking for help and gets it over to Shauna Jo Calver. She's picked up at half court by Clara Savage. Gets it left wing to Raylene Kachutin, to Courtney Wilson, to Raylene, inside to Kelsey Lanham, who was open, but there's a travel call on Raylene before she made the pass to Kelsey. 6:23 to go. Scoreless still here in the first quarter. Cockanock and King Cove. Alicia Hobson dribbles the ball on the Grizzly Paw logo at half court. Gets it across to Savage. Back to Hobson. Back to Savage. Down in the corner for Chocknock. She takes a long shot. Good. And that's going to be a two-pointer for Sherilyn. And the Warlords are out to a 2-0 lead. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Nice screen there at half court by Raylene Kachutin. Shauna Calvert drives all the way. Her shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Raylene, no good. Put back up and in by Courtney Wilson. As the senior scores the first bucket of the night for the Rookies, and it's 2-2 here with 5:45 to go first quarter. Hobson brings the ball, goes left side to Clara Savage, back to Hobson near the half-court logo, back to Savage. Drives against Shauna Calvert. Good defense there by the rookie. Junior, pass back out top to Hobson. She's looking for Annette Wassily. Knocked away and stolen there by Raylene Kachutin. Raylene goes all the way in, puts it up, and no good. It rolled off the rim. Taken down by Alicia Hobson for the Warlords. She gets it ahead to Chocknock, who crosses half court. Now slows it up and throws it back to Hobson just inside the logo. Left side to Savage, deep in the left wing. 2-3 zone employed by Connie Newton's rookies. Hobson gets the ball back to Savage. He dribbles now, splits the defense, and it's knocked away, but there's going to be a foul there on number 41, Shauna Jo Calver. Shauna's first, team's first, and the ball will be out of bounds on the side, just to our left. Referee Jo Calver hands the ball to Sherilyn Shocknock, and she bounce passes it into Clara Savage. Launches it right wing to Annette Wassily, and she gets down to Thea Noatak. She throws up a two-pointer, no good, but there's going to be a foul on Danielle Carlson. That looks like a shooting foul on Danielle. And that'll send Noatak to the line for a pair. The score is 2-2 with 5:04 to play, first quarter. Here at King Cove, I'm Rob Landon with you live on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint in King Cove, Alaska. We're glad that you're with us. Thea Noatak launching the first one up. Front of the rim and the backboard, no good. She'll have one more. And we got our first substitution of the game as Candace Mack checks in for Raylene Kachutin. Raylene gets a good hand. She played some really good defense already in this one, coming up with a couple of steals. And the second shot is up and good.
If I have it down there, I'll cut it off.
It's okay. Ball's pushed up by Shauna Calver to Candace Mack. She goes off the screen by Kelsey Lanham. Shot is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Courtney Wilson. Courtney gets it to Danielle. She throws up a shot, no good. Kelsey keeps it alive to Courtney. She's got Candace Mack wide open in the lane. Didn't see her. Launches it out to Shauna Calver. She drives in, and her shot is up and in off the glass. That one bounced around but dropped, and the rookies have their first lead of the game at 4-3 with 4:39 to go first quarter. Kokonok brings the ball across. Hobson goes to Savage, left side back to Hobson, takes the pass to Wassily, now gets to number 25. And that back to Alicia, and we've got officials timeout as they have a kid on the court. Made a wrong turn there and was in the on the court of play there, so the clock stops now. It's inbounds to Sherilyn Shocknock, and her shot is up off the back of the rim. No good. Taken down there by Courtney Wilson, and she loses it, but it's picked up by Danielle Carlson. She's guarded by Savage, brings the ball across, and she's going to be called for a carry. Kokonok applying good defensive pressure to these King Cove guards thus far, and it's paid off with a couple of turnovers. 4:19 to go first quarter. King Cove 4, Kokonok 3. Savage inbounds to Hobson. Hobson crosses the timeline, gets it over to Wassily, to Shocknock in the corner, back up top to Hobson. Left side to Savage, left wing. Her three-pointers in and out, no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Shocknock for the Warlords, and it'll be rookies basketball. And we have a timeout now by Coach Connie Newton with 4:05 to play in the first quarter. And that's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with you. Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us here on KSDP Radio. And also like to thank some of the sponsors for KSDP programming, Pennair, Shoemaking Corporation, and Wells Fargo. Again, we've got the first game of a doubleheader for you here tonight. The crowd hasn't really gotten into this one yet. Kind of a slow-paced game. A lot of missed shots so far. But the gym is packed here on senior night for the rookies and the T-Jacks. The Kokonok Warlords retake the floor in their black uniforms with white trim, numbers, and letters. And now the rookies do likewise in their white uniforms with black and gold trim. And Shauna Calver will inbounds in the backcourt to Danielle Carlson. Danielle guarded there by Clara Savage. Goes to Shauna Jo across the timeline. Launches it for Candace Mack. Gets it into Courtney. Courtney takes the pass to Candace. Now goes up top for Shauna. Here's a pass to Candace. She goes off the screen by Kelsey. In and out. No good off the glass. And the ball is lost out of bounds. Off of Courtney Wilson. And that one will go over to the Warlords. 3:51 to go first quarter. 4-3. The rookies with the lead. Hobson brings the ball across the timeline. Dribbles right side, guarded there by Candace Mack. Now picks up her dribble, bounces to Shocknock. Sherilyn has it back to Alicia Hobson, launches a two-pointer. No good. The rebound is off of Kelsey Lanham, recovered by Thea Noatak in the left corner to Clara Savage. A long three-pointer, no good. But that rebound is taken there by Alicia Hobson. Now the ball is stolen away by Danielle Carlson. She gets it to Shauna Jo Calver. Shauna goes up and in, lays it in. Shauna was closely defended there on the fast break, but got the bucket. She's got 4 points in the game, and it's 6-3 rookies with 3:10 to go first quarter. Alicia Hobson goes right side now to Annette Wassily. Back to Hobson. Cross court to Clara Savage. To Hobson. She dribbles, guarded by Danielle Carlson. Right side to Noatak. Thea gives it down to Savage. Her two-pointer no good. The rebound is taken by number five, Shocknock. She passes it back out to Hobson. Hobson goes to Savage, and now the ball is stolen away by Candace Mack. Candace is driving all the way, and she's going to be fouled. Foul on the floor there. And that foul is on Clara Savage, her first, team's first. And we'll have a couple of subs in here. As seniors, Kelsey Lanham and Courtney Wilson come out, replaced by Hunter Wilson and Donna Wheeler. 45 to go first quarter. Rookies inbound far side. Shauna Coward takes the ball and inbounds it to Danielle Carlson. She's doubled there by Annette Wassling. Clara Savage, nice bounce pass to Candace Mack. It's Honey Lou Wilson, misses a layup, and she's going to be called for an over-the-back foul, I believe. And it is. Honey's first foul, the team's third. Honey Lou had a good shot there, but missed it. Rookies have missed a lot of layups so far on the team. One of their Achilles heels. Ball is brought across the timeline now by Alicia Hobson. This is Savage. Back to Hobson. The net lost. Back to Hobson. Top. Right side to Clara Savage. She gets down in the corner for the no attack. Launches a shot. No good. And Honey Lou Wilson gets the rebound there. Pass up to Shauna. Hey. Sorry for that disconnect. We're back with you live here at King Cove School, where Candace Mack just scored a lay-in to make the score 8-3 for the rookies. And now Sherilyn Shocknock hits a two from the corner, and it's 8-5. The rookies leading with 105 to go first quarter. Not sure what caused that disconnect, but thankful we're able to get connected back again quickly. Here's a shot by Bianca Kirkland. Air ball far side, recovered by Candace Mack to Shauna Calver. She lobs it in to Shauna Wheeler. Her shot is up, no good. Honey Wilson puts it up, no good. Rebound, Bianca Kirkland, no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And Bianca ends up on the floor, and it's going to be rookies basketball. 46.4 to play first quarter. King Cove 8, Cockanock 5. And we get a sub. Sherilyn Zacher checks in now to replace Annette Wassley for the Warlords. In the game for the rookies, Shauna Calver, Shauna Wheeler, Bianca Kirkland, Honey Wilson, and Candace Mack. Shauna Joe looking for a pass inside, gets it to Shauna Wheeler. She goes up. Her shot is blocked and taken away there by Sherilyn Shocknock. Good play there. She drives all the way down, goes in, and what are we going to have here? And Bianca Kirkland ends up on the deck again. And that foul is going to be on Bianca as she stripped the ball from behind but got part of the arm of number 5 for the Warlords. And they have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket with 37.9 to go in the first quarter. Alicia Hobson looks to inbound the ball, gets it now to Clara Savage. She goes inside to Shocknock, back up top to Thea Noatak. Left side to Savage, number 4, bounce pass it to Alicia Hobson for a two-pointer. For the left corner, no good. The rebound is grabbed there by Shauna Wheeler, who gets it off to Candace Mack with 24 seconds to go first quarter. Crossover dribble by the logo by Candace Mack. She lobs it to Bianca Kirkland, gets it inside to Shauna Wheeler, back to Candace. Good defense by the Warlords so far in this first quarter. And now we have a three-second violation on Shauna Wheeler. And with 11.5 to go in the first quarter, the Warlords will have a chance to finish the quarter with a basket, trailing the rookies 8-5. Noatak inbounds the ball to Hobson, who brings it across the timeline with 7 seconds left. To Clara Savage, she drives left side against Shauna Calver, puts it up, partially blocked, and rebounded there by Sherilyn Shocknock, but she can't get a shot away, and that ends the first quarter of play. And Shauna Jo Calver has 4, Courtney Wilson and Candace Mack with 2 apiece, and for the Warlords, Sherilyn Shocknock has 4 and 1 from the foul line by Thea Noatak. Kind of a sloppy first quarter. A lot of good shots, a lot of missed shots, and a few turnovers as both teams are trying to feel their way around here in the early going. These two teams met at the Elks tournament in Bristol Bay just a couple of weeks ago, with King Cove scoring a decisive 66-26 victory. And King Cove not as sharp thus far in this one, but Coach Connie Newton's squad will look to up-tempo the game here in the second quarter and try to wear down this Cockanock squad, who just has 6 players here. Coach Sasa Wassily brought 6 over. Said they had a nice flight today, a 2-hour flight. And then we had the Sandpoint Eagles coming in as well. And we've got a good night of basketball, good weekend of basketball for you here on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the Internet at apradio.org. Shauna Calver inbounds to Bianca Kirkland, who gets it down to Candace Mack. Nice bounce pass to Shauna Wheeler, but her shot is blocked, and the ball goes out of bounds to the Warlords. So 7:54 to go, second quarter is the first possession for the rookies. does not yield any points. And with an 8-5 rookie lead, the Warlords will bring the ball across the timeline. Alicia Hobson picks up her dribble, goes left side to Clara Savage. She lobs it far side to Thea Nowatak, inside to Sherilyn Shockno. Nice play, and the shot is up and good. Well-designed play there by the Warlords, and it's 8-7 with 7:35 to go. Raylene Kachutin back in the game. She brings the ball across the timeline, spins, and gets it to Shauna Calver, back to Raylene left wing. Down in the corner to Shauna Wheeler, and she had a shot, passed it up, gets it back up to Shauna Calver, right side on the right wing to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene guarded closely there by Alicia Hobson. Right corner to Candace Mack, lobs it into Shauna Wheeler to Raylene, who kicks it back out, but she traveled. Raylene had an open shot right by the basket. Not sure why she passed that up, but another turnover by the rookies. And with 7:10 to go in the first half, it's 8-7, rookies by one. Alicia Hobson throws this one away now. She picked up her dribble just across the timeline, lobbed a pass for Claire Savage, and that one almost made it to Belkowski. So the ball will go back to the rookies with 7:03 to go. Whitney Lanham in the game now, seeing her first action for the rookies. Shauna Calver brings it up against pressure, gets it to Raylene Kachutin. She gives it to Shauna Calver in the middle to Whitney. Whitney's shot is up, bounces off the rim three times, no good. And the rebound is taken there by Sherilyn Zakhar. She gets it to Alicia Hobson, knocked away by Raylene Kachutin, but recovered by Clara Savage. To Hobson. Hobson's going to have an open shot. No good. The rebound brought down there by Whitney Lanham. Whitney gets it off to Candace Mack, to Shauna Calver. Shauna has Raylene down, but she can't see her. Lobs the ball across, taken by Bianca Kirkland. Back to Shauna Calver. Right side to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene gets it inside for Whitney, but it's knocked away, and it's on the floor, picked up there by Shauna Calver, who loses it to Raylene. And now we're going to have a timeout by Coach Connie Newton, as the rookies continue to look sloppy on the offensive end. And she wants a full timeout, 60-second timeout, 6:19 to play here in the first half. Rookies 8, Warlords 7. Following this game, we'll have the King Cove T-Jacks senior night game against the Sandpoint Eagles. And then tomorrow morning at 9:30, the Sandpoint Eagles taking on the King Cove T-Jack JV, followed by a rematch of the game that you're listening to now, the Cockanock Warlords against the King Cove Rookies. And next week, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the boys' regionals will be held in Sandpoint, and the girls' regionals will be held in New Haven. And we'll be bringing you the boys' regionals live from the Eagle Stadium there in Sandpoint. And we're not sure of all the teams that will be playing there, but we know it will be the Sandpoint Eagles and New Haven Malamutes. I think Old Harbor is going to be there, along with the King Cove T-Jacks, and then a couple of other teams to be determined as a result of district games going on this weekend. Maybe the most competitive district matchup that will take place this weekend is between the Kalignic Huskies and the New Stuya Hawk Eagles, and that's going to be played in New Stu this weekend, and that should be a real battle there. Back to live action now as the timeout's over. Shauna Calver inbounds to Raylene Kachutin right in front of the scorer's table. Raylene dribbles across the Grizzly Paw logo. Off a screen by Shauna Joe, goes in. Off another screen by Whitney Lanham, no good. Whitney rebound is taken down by Nowatak, and she's being chased from behind by Raylene Kachutin. Throws up a wild shot and saved inbounds by Alicia Hobson in the left corner. She goes up top to Claire Savage, back to Hobson, back to Savage. Down in the corner for Shockno. She launches a two-pointer from the left corner. No good. Shauna Calvert gets the ball and has a fast break. She's guarded there by Nowatak, goes in, lays it up, no good. Michaela McCallum, who's in the game, ended up on the floor on that one. And the ball is brought across the timeline now by Alicia Hobson. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Rookie scoreless in the second frame and leading 8-7. She lobs a pass for Nowatak, who goes inside to Shockno. Guarded there by Whitney Lanham, and Raylene Kachutin puts it back out to Hobson for a long three off the glass and good. That was almost an NBA range three-pointer. And the Warlords lead 10-8 with 5:17 to go. Shauna Calver lobs it into Raylene Kachutin to Whitney Lanham. Whitney drives, nice drive, puts the ball up, no good. Another missed layup for the rookies. Whitney ends up with the ball, goes up, but partially blocked. And who has it? It's underneath. Now Whitney comes out with it, bounce pass to Raylene Kachutin, and they'll reset the offense. So the rookies continue to miss easy shots here. Candace to Shauna Joe puts it up and in. Shauna Joe, one of the few rookies that's been able to find the mark so far. She has 6 points, and we're all tied at 10 with 4:45 to go here in the first half. Hobson brings the ball across the timeline, guarded by McCallum. She goes right side to Savage. She drives in, and we're going to have a 3. Second call, I believe, on the Warlords, and that's correct. And Courtney Wilson checks in now for Candace Mack. Shauna Calver inbounds to Raylene Kachutin with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Raylene brings it across the timeline to Shauna Jo right side. Picks up her dribble. Back to Raylene. Screened by Whitney Lanham. Raylene's shot. No good. And the rebound is taken there by Sherilyn Zachar. It's knocked out of bounds by Raylene. So our rookies continue to miss good looks inside of 10 feet. With 4:20 to go, we're all tied at 10 as the Warlords bring the ball across the timeline. Dribbling on the logo is Alicia Hobson. Guarded there by McCallum. Good job by Michaela. The pass is lobbed to no attack into shot. No at the foul line. She goes left side to Savage. Savage drives the left hand, puts up a shot. No good. The rebound is taken there by Shockno. Not sure how she got that one. I'm sorry. Zachar, and it goes back out to Hobson. Hobson to no attack. Back to Hobson. The no attack right side. She goes into Zachar. Blocked by Whitney Lanham. Away to Shauna Calver. Shauna, nice bounce pass to Raylene Kachutin, and she puts it up and in. First points of the game for Raylene, and the rookies with a 12-10 lead. Hobson brings the ball down, lost it temporarily. Now we have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points to the Kinko rookies. Kelsey Lanham coming in now for Whitney, her sister. And, oh, I'm sorry, the indication was wrong. Now they're going to say it's Warlords basketball. Pass will be inbounded there by Hobson to no attack. Back to Hobson. She lobs it cross court. Knocked away and stolen by Raylene Kachutin. Raylene got up in the air and didn't know what she's going to do with it and lost the ball. Hobson has it in the backcourt and brings it back into the front court for the Warlords. 12-10, rookies with the lead. Left side to Claire Savage. She drives down to left corner. Spin back out to Hobson. Lob pass to no attack. And she loses it. It's taken by Shauna Calver and throws a long pass for Kachutin, but it's too long. And it's run down to the backcourt there by Sherilyn Shockno, and she's going to be fouled by Raylene Kachutin. I think. Was there a foul? Yeah, we do have a foul on Raylene. Raylene's first, fifth on the team. Another sub in the game as Danielle Carlson enters the game for Raylene Kachutin. 3:01 to go, first half. And the ball is inbounded by the Warlords in the backcourt. Hobson into Savage, back to Hobson, cross to no attack. She threw it just out at the side of the reach of Michaela McCallum. Back up top to Hobson, goes down the right side to Shockno, back to Hobson. She's double-teamed there by Danielle Carlson and Michaela McCallum. Back up to no attack, who goes left side to Savage. She loses it, but recovers and gets it back to Hobson. 2:38 to go, first half. Hobson goes to no attack, lobs it down to Shockno, guarded there by Kelsey Lanham. She lobs it out top for Hobson. Hobson dribbling the ball, no pressure on her, puts into no attack, knocked away by Danielle Carlson, no attack recovers. Now it's knocked away again by Danielle and taken by Shauna Calver. Michaela McCallum had it, and it's knocked away from her, and we've got a free-for-all here at half court, and Clara Savage ends up with it for the Warlords. 2:10 to go. And here's an inlet pass, entry pass in the middle to Shockno, who puts it up and in. Nice play there by Shockno. She's got 8 points, and we're all tied at 12. And Shauna Jo Calver brings the ball across the timeline for the rookies. Crossover dribble gets it to Courtney Wilson. Down the corner from Michaela McCallum. Screen from Kelsey Wilson. No good air ball. Courtney gets it up and in. So we finally make a layup. And it's 14-12 rookies with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Ball is across the timeline for the Warlords. Kelsey Lanham defending Sherilyn Zachar. Now it's tied up, knocked away. Here's a wild shot taken there by no attack. Rebounded by Courtney Wilson to Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey loses it. And here's a shot taken by Claire Savage after she knocked Courtney Wilson to the ground. And it's no good. And Shauna Calver rebounds and brings it across the timeline. She goes right side to Danielle Carlson. Danielle drives down to the corner. Gets it into Courtney Wilson. Courtney goes up. Blocked from behind by Shockno. Puts it back up. No good. The rebound is loose. And it's run down by Michaela McCallum in the far corner. Out to Shauna Calver with 1 minute to play in the first half. 14-12. Rookies with the lead. Shauna dribbling near half court, lobs it to Kelsey. Nice pass down to Michaela for a 10-footer. No good off the backboard. Taken down by Shockno. She gets it out to no attack. 3-on-2 break for the Warlords. She drives all the way, puts it up. No good. And the rebound is tied up there between Clara Savage and Shauna Jo Calver. And the possession arrow points to the King Cove rookies with 44 seconds to play in what's become an interesting first half here at King Cove School. 14-12 Rookies. Shauna Calvert takes it down to Michaela McCallum. She's trapped, needs help, and it's tied up again, and that'll send the ball back to the Warlords. Coach Connie Newton standing in front of the bench with her hands on her hips. She's a little bit less than thrilled by what she's seen in the first 16 minutes of action, as I would say most of the King Cove faithful are. Here the ball goes right side to no attack, defended there by Danielle Carlson, knocked away, recovered in the corner by Zachar, defended by Kelsey Lanham, tipped away. Danielle Carlson comes away with it with 19 seconds to play, goes one on three, fast break, knocked away from behind by Clara Savage, and it'll be rookie basketball with 15 seconds to play underneath her own basket. Shauna Jewel Calvert inbound. They'll be running the stack from the right side of the lane. Shauna takes the ball, slaps it, lobs it for Courtney Wilson. Courtney puts it up and in. Nice job by the senior. Courtney now with six in the game. And it's a 16-12 rookie lead with under 10 seconds to play. Hobson brings the ball across the timeline. Lobs it down for Zachar. She turns around, guarded there by Danielle and Kelsey. Here's a shot from the corner by Claire Savage. No good off the rim at the buzzer. And that ends an exciting first half of play with the score. The King Cove rookie 16, the Coconut Warlords 12. And we're going to run down the scoring for you. Then we'll take about an eight-minute break and join you for the second half. For your King Cove rookies, Courtney Wilson and Shauna Joe Calver, each with six, two apiece for Candace Mack and Raylene Kachutin. No one in foul trouble, as five different rookies have one foul apiece. And for the Coconut Warlords, coached by Sasa Wassily, Sherilyn Shocknock leads all scorers with eight, three for Alicia Hobson and one for Thea Noatak. So that's your score at the half. The King Cove rookies 16, the Coconut Warlords 12. And we'll send it back to Kels Hetherington in the studio and rejoin you in about 8 minutes for the second half of play. Kels?
Thanks, Rob. We'll be right back with you in just about 8 minutes. Look forward to more basketball coverage from King Cove. Right now, we'll go to music and then head back to Rob. Here's Lorelei by Styx.